NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
And now, from 16th Pole Racing, it's Finding Value with Mike Lidner, Tracy White, Scott Blair, and analytics from Jeff Fairman.
Good luck had you strung me to the racetrack, I did go. She bet on one horse to win, and I bet on another to show. The odds were in my favor, I had them 5-1. And that nag to win came around the track, sure enough, we had won.
Hello, everyone, wherever you may be. I'm Scott Blair, and this is a special edition of 16th Pole Racing's Finding Value. It's the second podcast that is related to our thoughts on the Kentucky Derby. In the first podcast, we analyzed five horses, and we're going to analyze five more here. So that'll be half the field when we're done. And just giving you our thoughts on how we think these horses fit in. We're not picking winners. We're not constructing tickets here today. We'll save that for a little later in the week, and we'll use these horses that we're talking about in some fashion, and you'll be able to see that if you're interested on our social media pages. So let me get the guys introduced from the Spa City in Hot Springs, the horse racing ninja, Tracy White. Tracy, how's it going?
Going great. Good to see everybody.
Good. And from the research department down in East Texas, must not be doing a lot of research today. The coffee pot back there is completely empty. So doesn't need anything to keep him awake. Mike Lindner. Mike, how are we doing?
Fantastic.
Okay. All right. Let's jump right into it. We're going to start with one of the Japanese contingents, Forever Young. Mike, give us your thoughts on Forever Young.
All right. Well, every year, the last few years, the Japanese have sent a horse over, and every year they do terrible. And this year, I think they may have a better horse. And let me talk a little bit about why. First of all, Forever Young has run five times, three times as a two-year-old and twice as a three-year-old. He's never lost. I went back and watched his last two races, replays. I suggest anyone that's handicapping take a look at that, because there are no figures here. There are no speed figures, no pace figures. I know some of the speed figure makers out there have constructed a speed figure for this horse, but I don't use those services, so I don't know how much I trust him or not trust him. So let's just talk about what he's done. So he's never lost. He's kind of a presser. He'll be mid-pack and probably the back of the pressers type running style, and I think we've talked a little bit. There should be some speed in this race. The trainer has had two Breeders' Cups wins a couple of years ago in Delmar, I believe it was. So the trainer knows how to bring a horse over and have them ready for an American race. This horse is very well bred to go the distance. I don't think that'll be a problem. In his last race that he won at Dubai, he was wide on both turns, and he pressed, and the pace was okay. It wasn't fast or slow, but he came off that second turn wide and really ran away from the rest of the field. Beat the second place horse by two, but there was quite a ways back behind that horse. I think this horse has a big chance. to win this race and be the first Japanese horse or foreign horse to come over and do it. At 10 to 1, that number may grow a little bit. I'll have a win bet on this horse, and he'll be included in exotic picks in different ways. But he's one of my top three win candidates. I think this is one of the best horses they've sent over, and he's got a real big shot.
Okay. Tracy, you had some thoughts about Forever Young as well. What'd you think?
Yes. Well, you know, as Mike said, it's coming from these races out of the United States. It's, you don't really have any numbers to evaluate, but I did the same thing he did, as I watched a couple of the replays and noticed the same thing, that he was, you know, really wide, you know, trip in that last race and came on and fought well and won. I don't, probably not going to say that he was one of my top three, but beyond that, you know, he's going to be in some of my tickets. I mean, you leave this one out at your own peril.
Totally agree.
You know, that, like I said, it's hard to evaluate, but I'm going to have him in there somewhere. I think he does have a shot to do well.
Okay. All right. Let's now go. Tracy, we're going to just stick with you. Let's take a look at Sierra Leone. What did you think about him?
Well, my thoughts about Sierra Leone is, even though he's a closer, and closers sometime or, you know, historically have not done well, although, you know, Rich Strike, you know, Mind That Gold, and, you know, a few others have come from off the pace and won the Derby. So it can be done, and it's been done recently. So, you know, that being said, the problem that Sierra Leone is going to have is just, you know, working his way through all the traffic and getting to the front. But I do think in the end, he's going to be there somewhere. I don't know if he's going to win, but he's going to be coming at the end. His numbers fit. His numbers are great in each of his races. He's only lost once by a nose to Dornock. Now, he has taken advantage of fast paces. There's no doubt about it. But there's usually a fast pace in the Derby. He's going to have something to run at. Again, I think his biggest issue is going to be working his way, you know, making a trip, making out a trip through all the traffic is going to be his big challenge. As far as the post position is concerned, I mean, he, you know, it's not the greatest post position being on the inside, but since he's a closer, he can just drop back and pick his way, you know, pick the route that he wants to take. So I think he's got a big shot.
Okay, Mike, you have any thoughts on Sierra Leone?
Yeah, he will not be a win candidate for me for the reasons Tracy said. My concerns on closers in the Derby, and Tracy mentioned a couple that won. They were 99-1 and 102-1. They don't win very often, and when they do, they blow up the board. If you like a closer in this Derby, pick another one. 3-1 on Sierra Leone is a terrible value in my opinion. Now, again, he may come running and win them all. Closers always have to find a route, and we were there for Rich Strike, Scott. Got the perfect rail trip and won. And Sierra Leone could certainly do that. I think he's going to move right over to the rail once Dornock breaks out and have a nice ground-saving trip. Tyler Gaffleon's a great jockey. But if you like him, there are other closers. Pick a closer where you get some value that you can get paid for that type of run that the closer needs to make.
Okay, well, excuse me. With me, I wasn't going to completely discount him because when I looked through his running lines, the only race he didn't win, he was eight at second call. He was 8.5 lengths off the leader. Otherwise, you know, we call him a closer. He's 6.5, 2.5, 2.5. He's a lot more forward than you think he might be. So if they're able, and that's going to be the challenge, right? I mean, breaking from the two, how are you going to position yourself in the striking, you know, in the striking position that you need to be turning for home. And the thing is that's my fear with him. That's my holdback with him is, so starting from the two, is he going to end up 8, 10, 12 lengths back? And if at that point, you know, he might be really in trouble. But that's why I was giving him a look, is because and I looked at these horses before the draw, and I discounted him a lot more after he drew the two hole, because I just really see it going to be very, very difficult for him to put him where he really needs to be at his best. So, you know, I'm going to consider using him in some spots. I don't necessarily think he can win, but I think he's worth using maybe in some trifectas or superfectas. Definitely wouldn't be in any horizontal bets that we or I do. I would not ever include him, I don't think, because you're having to pick winners. All right. Okay, now I get to keep the mic here. Well, I'm going to go next. Fierceness is up, and I'm starting with him. Once again, here we go. A horse that I just couldn't say anything negative about this horse until he drew 17. And that, again, remains my biggest fear. I know the horse has been on and off, but I completely drew a line through the Champagne. I just thought that he got a horrible start and was just out of the race really before he could get going. The only other race that he lost was the Holy Bull. And he was about 3.5. I guess it is 3.5 lengths off of the winner. And he just got tired. And, of course, that's not what you want here in the Derby, going 1.25 miles. He may get tired here again. But, boy, he sure didn't get tired in the Florida Derby. I mean, he was everything as advertised, and won by 13 lengths. And the two horses behind him were both, you know, in this race. And so I'm definitely going to have to use him, and I may even want to use him in some of my horizontal tickets, but I really like Fierceness. I'm just concerned if, you know, it's far enough at 1.25, but to break from the 17, you better really be a good horse. And I'm not into the whole, the 17 is jinxed, it's never won. It's just about how far he's going to have to run compared to some of the other horses that, you know, are not much less of a horse than he is. All right, Tracy, what did you think about Fierceness?
Well, I'm 17, but I'm like you with the 17 post position. I mean, it's 0-44 or something like that. I don't care about that either. Like you said, I mean, he's going to have to figure out a way to make up some ground, you know, being coming out from that outside. But I think it's actually going to benefit him, because he can just, you know, step out there and get the lead and not have to worry about, you know, being in one of those inside positions and getting crowded and all that. I think the key to Fierceness is actually going to be Dornock. Dornock is coming out of the one hole. He's a front runner. And Dornock is either going to have to get out of the gate quickly and get up to the front and get position, or he's going to get squeezed back and he's done. If he gets up there and gets position in the front, he could cause Fierceness some problems on the front end, giving him a challenge, as will Track Phantom will also be out there, you know, on the front end as well. Just the bottom line on Fierceness for me is he looks like he's very, very talented, and he could get out there and just run off and look like flight line and just take off and not look back. I can see that happening. But I can also see happening that, you know, he gets in, you know, doesn't get the lead or gets caught behind a door knock or a Track Phantom and gets discouraged and throws in one of these clunkers like he's done before. So, you know, I don't know what to expect with Fierceness. He's going to be the favorite. Probably going to be low odds. It's 5-2 morning line. It's probably about what he'll go off at, I would imagine. I'm going to go elsewhere with Win Tickets. But if I'm going to do a pick four, pick five, I wouldn't leave him out
right
of that win mm-hmm. spot. But just as a pure win selection, like if I'm going to just take a horse and say, here's my win horse and here's all my money and it's going on the win horse, he's not the one I would do that with.
So if you put 20 bucks in a pot and all the numbers were in and you draw and you drew him, you wouldn't be happy.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's fine. Mike, what about Fierceness?
Well, I don't think he's going to go to the lead. He's not fast enough. He's never shown a pace figure that impresses me at all. Those last two races were some of the slowest pace races of the Derby progression that you'll ever see. And those horses that finished second and third just paraded behind him, granted 13 lengths and so behind him. But it was horrible pace. It was a paid workout. He beat nobody. And I don't think he's going to go to the lead. I don't think he's fast enough. I think he's going to let Dornick and Track Phantom and probably the other Japanese horse go to the lead. And he's going to press off the just off of them. He'll be in the first flight of the ones that aren't vying for the lead. And I think that's fine for him. I think that's his best chance to win. He does not react well to trouble. And there's always a little trouble in the Derby. I mean, it could be just bouncing out of the gate. The horse inside or outside of him could bong him one time. And he just kind of throws in the towel when that happens. I think the 17 hole is actually good for him because all the speed's to his inside and Johnny V can just, you know, cruise out there. It's a long stretch for him to take his time and work his way over and be two wide or three wide into the turn, which is really not that big a deal to me. Outside open air box, there's no kickback. You know, I'm with Tracy. You know, this is the kind of horse you always try to beat the favorite, and then he turns around and romps, and he's got the best speed figures ever. And you're thinking, why did I leave him out? But he will be on my horizontal tickets, but not my vertical tickets. I'm going to try to beat him, and I'm going to try to beat him out of the top three.
Okay. Well, the other thing, too, is the race that I drew a line through, the Champagne, one other factor there that we haven't talked about is that he may not like slop either, and he may get that. So that's another strike against him. But this horse could very well be a factor if he gets the right trip. But we'll just have to wait and see. And, you know, again, I'm just like both of y'all. I don't know that he can get it from that post position and the trouble and the extra distance that you have to run from there. But would definitely be remiss if I left him out of my horizontal tickets. Okay. That's it for Fierceness. And let's go. Let's go to Resilience. Tracy, how about you? Resilience, what did you see there?
Okay, Resilience is really interesting to me. I wish this horse had drawn a little better. If this horse had drawn a little better, I'd be really excited about him. I'm still a little bit excited about him because of that last race, the Wood Memorial. And that was he ran an awesome race, bigger-wise. Early, late, everything. It doesn't matter how you break it down. His figures in that race were outstanding. Now, it's the Wood Memorial. I don't think a lot of horses have come out of there recently and won the Derby.
None.
And I'm not necessarily saying that he's definitely, you know, going to be, you know, in the win spot. But I think he's going to be real competitive in the Derby. You know, like I said, if he wasn't in the 19 hole and was somewhere in the middle, I think we'd have a real big shot. I like Bill Mott, the trainer. I think he's going to have a shot at, especially if he runs the way he did in the Wood Memorial, he's going to be in the mix.
Brothers Roofing and Restoration, a licensed and insured local roofing contractor in Arkansas. Since his playing days for the Hogs, Brother Alexander has been on rooftops many years as an adjuster.
and in the past decade as a roofing contractor. He knows how to help you through the insurance process while replacing your roof, using only the industry's best materials. And being a lifelong Arkansan, he'll be here to stand behind his workmanship and warranty. Call 479-353-3877 to arrange a time for brother and his team to inspect your roof.
Okay, hey, I'm going to interject something right there, because we talked about, we don't think anybody's, you know, nobody recently has won from the Wood Memorial on this. I'm throwing this over to the research department. Okay, since they put in the point system, I'd like to see if we could get a tally on the 100-point races, right? And see who's produced the most winners. Not way back in time, but just since they put in this point system, because the point system has really, and the way they rest horses, it's changed how they pick their races. And if you run a decent second in one of the 50-point races and you think you've got enough, you won one earlier, you know, you don't even maybe show up in a 100-point race, or you don't even have to give your best effort, right? So that would be interesting to see. Since the point system started, how many or where the winners of the 100-point races, where they finished at the Kentucky Derby? Mike, Resilience, you had him as well. Or no, you did not have him. No. I'm sorry. That's a misnote here on my sheet. But give us some thoughts about Resilience.
Well, I pretty much hate him. I think the Wood Memorial has not produced a Derby winner in forever. And I believe the Florida Derby has produced the most winners, but I'd have to go take a look at that. First of all, the Wood Memorial Briss figures are always higher than they ever turn out to be. I think that's why nobody has won out of that race. They've got these high Briss figures and they're really not that good. So I went and looked at the buyer. He had a 90 buyer for that race. And that's his best buyer, a 90. He's not that good speed figure wise on every other. I looked at some of the other speed figure makers and all of them, only Briss has a good figure for him. He drifted down the stretch. He was getting leg weary and tired. Into Mischief does not produce Derby type horses. He's a great sire, maybe the best sire going. I just don't like anything about him. I think that's why he's 20-1. The only thing I do like about him is Bill Mott. You know, if you feel better, he'll be breaking out of the 18 hole now that there's been a scratch, and Fierceness will be out of the 16 hole. So Fierceness will be a lock, but no, I don't care for him. I saw that Wood Memorial figure too, and we were there, Scott, and it wasn't visually impressive live, and I watched the replay and wasn't impressed either. So he's probably going to romp and win, and Tracy will cash a huge ticket, but I just don't care for him, and I don't care for Wood Memorial runners in the Derby.
Yeah, my concern about that running line is that Briss number, as you said, was way up there, 104, is really, really impressive. But and the pace figures appeared to be very quick. I mean, +9, +4, I think it says. And but then when you go over, you scan to the left and look at what the times actually were, they really weren't that fast at all. I mean, 1:12 and 1 for 6 furlongs, it just really wasn't that fast. And anyway, I and he did run a good number in the end, 150 and 1 for the mile in the eighth, but I don't know. I'm just kind of like you guys from the standpoint of the Wood just doesn't seem to produce much. Sometimes those speed figures seem to, for some unknown reason, that particular race, they come back inflated. And I mean, I liked him, but I just felt like there were a lot of other horses that had shown more. And so, I mean, if I used him, it would be down underneath. In those exotic tickets. Are there any other comments? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't like it now. I hate it. I hate Resilience.
Don't get off because of me. You know what happens when
Mike said the Florida Derby's the best, so he loves Fierceness. Okay. Everybody's changing their mind.
So, okay.
Hey,
so
they won a lot, but not them all.
So the research department has educated me on the Brisnet numbers for the Wood Memorial. I did not realize that's the case, that they've always been inflated. I don't know why that would be. Maybe their base maybe their base numbers they're using are incorrect. Maybe the way they do the track variants are incorrect. But you know, if they are inflated, that's a huge deal. I mean, that's a, because if you look at the numbers as they appear on the form, they're awesome.
Yeah, Briss figures are very impressive.
That looks like an awesome race from an awesome trainer. So, and you figure any improvement from that is going to be right in the mix. So, I don't know. Yeah. I may have to reevaluate resilience.
I'll do some research on, say, the last five Wood Memorial winners and how they did in the Derby.
Okay. Well, I know that they haven't done well because we had, maybe Tracy doesn't remember, we had a similar conversation of 2 years ago, and I don't remember who the winner was, but I remember some of those other Wood Memorial winners, like maybe Irish War Cry and some of them that just fizzled in the Derby, right? So anyway, these aren't the days of Secretariat, right? So I just can't really get behind the horse. Okay, now we've saved what we all kind of think may be the best for last, and we're going to look at Catching Freedom, and we're going to let Mike start with Catching Freedom.
All right. Well, we talked about front runners and pressers and closers. Catching Freedom is another closer for Brad Cox, and Flavian Pratt, jockey. And I love Flavian Pratt as a jockey on a closer. He's good on everything, but he's just a really good jockey. This is the winner of the Louisiana Derby. He had a 100 speed figure. The Louisiana Derby, for people that may not realize, is a mile and 3/16. It's the longest of the prep. It's 1/16 of a mile short of what the Derby is. He's out of Constitution, who's out of Tappet, so he's got plenty of stamina to get this done. He is a closer, and he did not, again, the pace in the Louisiana Derby was not blistering, but it was fast enough for him to close into. I like him because of Brad Cox. I like him because of Flavian Pratt. He's 8-1. As I said earlier with Sierra Leone, if you like a closer and you think your jockey can get the trip to get him in position to make that run down the long stretch of Churchill, pick one that's going to give you some value. And that's why I like Catching Freedom. He's in my top three or four. It's hard to narrow down in case you people don't realize, but, he's one of the better closers, and I'll like him as the best of the closers, in my opinion.
Okay. And before I kick it over to Tracy, cause I'm gonna let you give us your thoughts on Catching Freedom. I know you liked him as well. Again, when we're talking about closers, this horse, other than one race, he's been within a couple lengths of the leader at second call. Two and a half, two and three quarters, two. So I don't know how far back he might be, even though he does some of his best running late. Tracy, give us some more opinion on Catching Freedom.
Yeah, well, I kind of agree on Catching Freedom that, I mean, I've got him designated as a closer, but he's almost a presser. I mean, he can be closer to the pace, and this could be a big day for Brad Cox with Catching Freedom and Just a Touch. I like Catching Freedom in the Derby. He's improving. He's got a good post position to find a place to run. He's got good works on the Churchill down surface. He's already won a race there. There's just a lot to like about Catching Freedom going into this race. So he's one of my, definitely went by one of my top picks, you know, and we'll see how, you know, where he sets up, if he sets up as a real, you know, far back closer, or I'm thinking he's going to be, you know, pretty close actually.
Okay.
Let me just throw one quick thing out there, Scott, just real quick, because we talked about this with Sierra Leone, another closer. You guys are right that at the second call that they are not that far off. But the thing that always concerns me about a closer for the Derby is, where are they at the stretch? And do they still have ground and horses to pass? Because not many Derby winners are not on or near the lead.
So you like fierceness again, man.
I do. I understand. That's why I'm always shying away from closers. But closers do win, and I you I totally agree with both of you that he may not be a deep closer.
Right.
He may be the beginning of the closers. He may be in 13th or 14th place and have less ground to make up. Still got to get around a lot of horses, and that's always a challenge.
Yeah. Let me just give some quick, because there's not much I can add to what you guys have said, right? But when I'm going through this, this is what I see. I see a horse that's improving. I see a horse that's bred very, very well for distance. I see a horse that has never been very far off when they hit the wire. His worst finish was two and a half lengths back, way back in an optional claiming race in November of last year. He's got Brad Cox. He's got Flavian Pratt. So, I just like everything about this horse. And I'm, you know, and this is a horse that I probably will play to win and probably will be on the top line in those exotics. And obviously will definitely be in all the horizontal bets. I'm not giving Catching Freedom away on anything here. Can you say some negative things about him? Sure. But there isn't one horse here that we have talked about that we don't have concerns about. So I just really, really like him. And we're going to put our ticket structures and our construct some tickets for you guys out on social media this weekend, probably Friday or Saturday morning to let you guys get an idea of where we really think these horses fall. Okay. Are there any other closing comments from anybody?
Fusaichi Pegasus in the year 2000 was the last Wood Memorial winner to win the Kentucky Derby.
In 2000?
24 years. 25, actually, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's do some things before we just completely shut this down. First of all, we thank everybody for listening. You may or may not have heard us before. We typically do Oaklawn. We're skipping it this weekend. We're focusing specifically on Churchill Downs. We want to thank some folks. We want to thank Brothers Roofing from Arkansas. They're a residential roofing specialist that Brother Alexander, he's actually even partners with us in horses, and they are a great solution. Let's thank Derek Ruskin as well as Brothers Roofing. Derek is the one that puts everything together for us and makes it possible to get this into the cloud and in this case, also on the ESPN Arkansas webpage. And we really appreciate all those folks, Tommy, Ty, Derek, and all of them over at ESPN Arkansas. So until then, we just hope that everybody is going to have a great weekend and that you have a very, very successful day on Saturday and Friday to betting Churchill Downs or anywhere else. So until then, we just hope that you are able to go fast and win.
Until next time, this has been 16th Pole Racing's Finding Value.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
"I'm okay,"
when the truth is,
"I don't want my problems to burden anyone,"
or you say,
"Hang it in there,"
because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with flooring options from Menards. Update your room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy-to-install sheet vinyl, waterproof vinyl plank, to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has the perfect style for you. Grovewood laminate flooring is stain, scratch, and dent resistant and designed with busy families in mind. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options in-store or on Menards.com for more great deals now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.